Well, it is my privilege to invite Eric Morse to come up and join me. Eric Morse is one of the pastors at Fourth Memorial Church, but that's not for long, because in May he will become the pastor of Lampstand Gospel Church, a church that he will plant up on the South Hill on Moran Prairie. Now, let me just get this out of the way. He was in a preach-off 2 weeks ago and got injured. He was playing tennis. In all seriousness, yeah. You play tennis more than you used to, and you're doing that intentionally over the last year. Where and why?
That's great. Yeah. So I've been part of a tennis club, a member recently, Spokane Racquet Club. Do I get any fellow members here? That would be shocking because we're up north. Okay. You guys are Spokane club people probably. Spokane Racquet Club is on the South Hill. It's a private tennis club. I joined there almost a year ago, started playing tennis, getting back into it. I played my entire life, but just kind of dropped it when life got busy. Got back into it for the express purpose of, yes, playing tennis and having fun, but also getting to meet people and connecting with people and building relationships. But by the time the church plant is moving and going on the South Hill, it's a natural place to invite people to. So I was actually playing with a guy named Chris. You guys can pray for him. He is not a believer. He used to be in the church, but he does not consider himself a Christian. I was playing singles with him. Got a good relationship with him. I've been able to witness to him a lot. And hit a ball. He hit a 110-mile-an-hour serve at me. I hit a ball, and pop, racket went flying. And I went, that's an injury. So I went in, and sure enough, needed surgery. And so I got that about a week ago.
Okay. So. It's good to get that out of the
way.
Okay, all right.
That's it.
There's tennis. Tell us about Lampstand Gospel Church. How did this come about? When is this coming about? Yeah. Give us the details.
Absolutely, yeah. So roughly 2.5 to 3 years ago, the Lord started laying a conviction on my heart, on my wife's heart, to see the gospel go forth in a new way in Spokane, to an area that needs the gospel. And for us, that was the South Hill. We live on the South Hill. And there's a couple really good churches up there we love and we partner with, but all in all, we saw that place as a spotlight of gospel need in Spokane. And so what happened was I prayed long and hard about it. I came to my senior pastor, Scott Liddell, and we just had a long conversation in which we both, at the end of one conversation, said, this is biblical. This is how the church grows. We don't know what the cost is going to be. We don't know all the logistics, but we know that this is what the Lord is calling the church to do. So we're doing it. And so we brought it to our elders the next week, and by God's grace, they said, yes, we're going to plant a church. Let's do this. And so by God's grace, May 26th, which is coming up, we have a group of roughly 40 people, 20 members and their families, who are being sent with me and my wife and our family. On May 26th, we will covenant together as a church. And then all summer we will start meeting for the first time at Moran Prairie Elementary School, which is where we're going to be renting, right there in the community, make some good connections. And then all summer we'll meet, we'll do outreach, we'll get involved in the neighborhood, do engagement there. And then the second week of September, after Labor Day, will be our launch Sunday or our opening, whatever you want to call it. So.
Praise God.
Yeah.
This, by the way, is a huge loss for Fourth Memorial Church because you have been an integral part of their staff. By the way, for those of you who have had kids coming through, Eric has ministered to our kids well over the years. And so just know that he has proclaimed the gospel, helped us run camps. So we've loved that partnership, brother. But but Fourth is sacrificing here. Tell us a little bit about how that has gone, how you've watched your church both bless you, but also kind of suffer through some of the hardness of this.
Totally, yeah. Well, one of the initial things was when the elders decided, hey, we want to do this. Almost, there was this excitement coupled with a somber reality that we all started to say, oh, if we're going to plant a church, we want to do this right. We want to send our best. We want to send good godly people that are effective, that we love. And man, we don't want to lose those people. And that was a real somber thing for us to work through. But at the end of the day, what we ended up doing is we said, you know what? We're going to trust that God is going to send the right people. So we opened it up and we said, hey, if you're interested, come talk to the elders and we'll just sit down with you. We'll just talk and see where your heart is at. And one of the number one questions that we asked all the people that wanted to go Yes, a lot of things. Do you live nearby, logistical stuff, what are your gifts, all that stuff, that's really important. But the number one question for me that I really wanted to hear from every person that said, I'm interested, was, do you have a heart for the lost? Because that's where we're going. And so it was very cool to see amazing members say, I want to go see people come to know Jesus on the South Hill. So we were able to do that, but at the end of the day, it's a major sacrifice. Because not only will me and my wife be going, we're also taking Josh and Kate Kieber, who you guys know. Thank you so much for training and loving on that incredible couple. They're dear friends of ours. But Josh is an amazing, amazing pastor, and he's going to be an elder at the church by God's grace. And Kate will be a huge part as well. And so taking a couple staff members and then a number of elders have also said we're going to go, and a deacon family. So it's been a cost. There's definitely been moments where Scott, and I totally understand this, has looked back and said, oh, we can't lose those family. They're just so amazing. But by his grace, we've been able to really be unified together in saying this is what the Lord wants, and I believe that Forth is going to be blessed by it in the long run.
Yeah. Well, we have a vested interest. You mentioned Josh and Kate Kieber. Josh was one of our interns, went through training here, so we're very, very thankful for them partnering with you. But there's actually this other partnership. Our church was involved from the beginning with the Inland Northwest Cooperative, which started for the express purpose of seeing more churches, healthy churches, exalting Christ and proclaiming the scriptures. That started about 3 or 4 years ago, and Lampstand is the first church funded by the INC. So maybe talk about what that's meant, both logistically, but also just at a heart level for you.
Yeah, and just really amazingly, when all the conversations were starting about, man, we should plant a church, you and Dave were talking about that at another point. I didn't even know that was a thing until all of a sudden, yeah, we want to plant churches and we want to partner together to do that. And it was so cool to see God's timing in that. So I'm grateful there. That partnership has been absolutely essential. And what I mean by that is, yes, there are funds being given. That's amazing. That's going to be huge. And it's important. But far more than that, I have already sat down with at least 10 pastors of various churches in Spokane that are part of this partnership. And just, they have been gracious enough for me to say, like, roll out my scroll and say, I've got 30 questions I want to ask you. So I've been mentored by people like Kyle and a couple other pastors who are part of that coalition, that partnership, and it has led to incredible dividends. The amount of work I've been able to take and say, I don't need to recreate this. You guys are doing this well, and just taking, piecing things, and our church plant will be so much for the better, just for those resources and those contacts.
Praise God. Do you actually have a scroll, or is it?
It's like a word scroll. It's like a running sheet.
Okay, I just didn't know if I missed.
I printed it. It would be interesting.
Like at the pastor shop, if there was a scroll. Okay. Last couple of questions, and these are more geared toward these brothers and sisters who are members of Indian Trail. So, we have been brought by God's grace to a place where we're putting all of our efforts toward establishing another church as quickly as we can in God's providence. And so help us think through how to prepare. What are maybe some of the blessings in that? Encourage us in that, but also maybe how to prepare, because there are things that are hard in this as just members of a body. So maybe talk about either of those.
Great. Yeah. Well, first, I just want to say, again, church planting is the Lord's work, and it is the primary means by which he advances his church in the world, his light, as we'll see later this morning. So I want to just encourage you, this is God's work before it's ours. But in some of the really encouraging things that have happened has been, I already was really, really close with Scott and a couple of the other staff members, but in going through this process, we've had to sit down and really pray hard together and think through what it is that the Lord's calling us to do. And so I would say this isn't always the case, believe me, but our unity has grown astronomically through this process. And one of the things that Scott and I have said from the beginning as the two kind of spearheads of the two organizations, Forth and Lampstand, is we will do anything in our power to, as Paul says in Ephesians 4:3, to maintain the unity of the spirit of the bond of peace. That we will do whatever it takes to ensure that we are unified, even if we may have some disagreements. And so what that's led to is me deferring on a few things that they would want to see us do, and them deferring on a few things that I'm saying, I think we need to do this a little differently because we're going to be a different area. And so we've had some hard conversations, and there's definitely going to be times in which it seems like, are we dividing here or are we sending? There's definitely going to be times where that tension's going to come. But this is where, again, that humility and that unity, maintaining that, is super important. And so I would say, as a caution, but just as something to look out for, is I'm really convinced of this. If I am trying to stop the work of the gospel, and we know that our adversary prowls around like a lion, he is cunning. He is going to do everything in his power to stop a church plant. And so we've already seen a number of instances in which we've felt spiritual warfare, both us as a family, but also as a church. We feel like there's been a lot of attacks and things that have happened that just seem random. And we're convinced Satan is working to stop this. But by the power of the Lord and the Spirit and trusting in his providence, we've been able to work forward and trust one another. It's a huge piece. And believe the best in one another, all the people that are going, all the people that are staying. And that's kept us from division. And so I can really, truly, honestly say we have planted so far in unity, and that's a major blessing.
Amen. Let me wrap this up in a couple of ways. One, for Lampstand, if you are someone who lives on or near the South Hill, pray about becoming a part of Lampstand Gospel Church. You would be a huge blessing. This is about a lot bigger things than any one church. So pray about that. If you're near there, if you have people that you know that you can encourage to go and try Lampstand to be a part of that. Eric's here. He'll be here for a while after the service, I'm sure. If you want to have a conversation with him, he would love to follow up with you on that. From our perspective, part of this, even the way we're talking, is a follow-up from September when we celebrated 30 years as a church and we began talking about the future holds us trying to establish healthy churches. And then in January, I walked you through, here's the phases by which we're going to try to walk through this. And this morning when you leave, there will be a little booklet that sort of walks you through how we're going to approach, as ITC, how we're going to go through this. One of those pieces is continuing to get wisdom. So Eric and a lot of others have walked this road before us, and so we're leaning on them for wisdom and guidance, and of course, the Lord as he guides